Blog Talk Radio.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this figured out. And you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way. When our back was
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way. And we're standing here,
and we're standing here,
only because
you made a way.
Didn't have to do it, but he did. Thanking God for another
Thursday, another night to be here, another night to praise God, to worship Him, to give God the glory, to give Him the honor, to give Him the praise, because He's worthy of the praise. He's so worthy, so worthy, so worthy. I'm just excited because I know that God is able. I know God is doing some magnificent things in my life. Just being able to reflect over how good He is and just thinking, you know, every morning when I wake up, the first thing, I'm just giving gratitude to Him. You know, God, thank you for another day. Thank you for waking me up. And I was having a conversation with some of my friends on yesterday. We had a Zoom, and we were just talking about our journeys and how God is moving us in different directions. And then we were just talking about how we need to just take that time to find us a space to just be able to reflect on Him, and how we need to take that time to just stay, be quiet and just listen and to see what God has to say to us. Sometimes we get so busy being busy that we don't really take the time to see what God is really saying, and then we miss out because God has some things for us, but we're so busy doing what we want to do that we don't even take the time out to see what He wants us to do. And I'm making a habit of, when I walk out my front door, to ask God for permission, first of all, to leave. And then once I do that, I ask Him for the direction on what it is that He would have me to do. You know, God, what is it, where is it that you, you know, is it okay that I go where I say that I'm going to go? Is it okay with you? Is this where you want me to go? And it's a dialogue. It, you know, I go back and forth. And then, but I do ask for permission. You know, God, I'm asking you for permission to walk out this door, to go out and do the things that I need to do today. So, you know, that's just my relationship. That's just what I do. But I do feel like I was saying before, I do feel that we need to take the time to spend that time with Him. I do know that if you spend that time with Him first thing in the morning, that's the best time of just worship and just being able to talk to Him, being able to listen to what He has to say, being able to just to get some type of direction. You know, sometimes, you know, I don't know, I get cloudy in the head sometimes, and I feel like I'm like off. I can feel off sometimes, and then I can just come in and just reel myself in by just spending that time with God. I'm not going to spend all night just talking about me, but just thought that was a little nugget that may be able to help you. I just thank God. We're going to do things a little differently tonight. We're going to just take the time to give Him some praise. We're going to give Him some us time tonight. We're going to open up with testimonies, and I know you have something good to say because you're on this line tonight, so I know God has been mighty, 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 mighty good to you. We can do some praise reports. We can do some testimonies. We can do some prayer requests. Whatever is on your heart tonight, let's just take the next maybe 5-10 minutes and just reverence. You know, if you have anything that it is that you are in need of, or if it's something that happened great to you, well, you're here tonight, so that means you woke up this morning. That's one praise report. That's everybody's praise report. But if there's something specific that God has done for you, to you, a loved one, press one and let me recognize you. And let's just give, you know, God some praise on tonight. If you just want to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise His name, you want to sing a song, whatever is on your heart right now, press one. I'll recognize you, and, you know, your testimony might bless somebody else. Hallelujah. 7430, your line is open.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say, Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for feeling like I broke out of years and years of bondage. I just want to thank God. He freed me. He freed me from so many different ties and bonds. I just want to thank God for that. And I'm speaking it because I know it's coming, and I've seen it already. He's currently blessing me at the moment, and I just want to thank God for not only that, but he's finally put me in a position where I feel he's blessed my finances. He's allowed me to have another person. He's allowed me the opportunity to have a righteous woman, a godly woman in my life, a woman that I will marry. He's allowed me to do and have so much. I just want to thank God. I want to thank God for the opportunities he's given me. Even though I'm currently not at the working position I am, but I still pray for this job first and foremost. And I saw him, and I thank him for that, and I thank him for what's to come, because I know what's coming. So I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for everything and everybody, because everything and everybody has played a part, past, present, and future, to where I will be. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. This is coming from a young man, y'all. This is coming from a young man. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love it. I just love it. I just love that this young man is on fire. I just love that he's not ashamed to just express how good God is to him. He sent me a text earlier today, so I can't wait for Ball Talk tonight. You know, that just had me all excited. That's a young man who could be doing anything else, but he was excited, waiting for Blog Talk to start so he can get on. And then when he got on, he gave his testimony. That's beautiful. Your mama loves you. Hallelujah. Anyone else want to give a praise report, prayer request, a testimony? Press 1, and we will recognize you. Well, I have a testimony. I have a praise report. I have all of that. My praise report is, I was getting ready to go in. 56559, your line is open.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for today, for right now. I thank God for life itself. Hallelujah. I thank God for the very air that I can breathe. And I thank God for family. I thank God for everything. It's such a beautiful, beautiful day. I thank God that he puts in me something every time I wake up in the morning. I say, it is a great day. I don't say it just with my mouth. I say it with my heart, my mind, and my soul, because it is such a great day. And I thank him. I just thank him. It's for the outpouring of his spirit in me. I thank him for that. And I thank him for the outpouring of his spirit in the little children. Oh, it's just so wonderful. And even the animals begin to look at you differently. Their eyes spark up, and they'll stop and they pause and they look at you and they wiggle their little tail, because even the animals are picking up on your spirit. My God, thank you. I thank God for a home to live in where it's warm and comfortable and food to eat, the thing that so many of us take for granted. I thank God for the ability to pray. To pray and pray and praise and pray and praise and pray. I just thank God for your blog. I thank God for the ability to be on it tonight, to be where I can talk on it and tell other people about the wonderfulness of the Lord how he'll do it for you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. He takes care of all of it. As he said, you have not because you ask not. If you say you don't have something, think for a minute. Did you ask him? Did you ask him? And did you ask him? Did you believe that he'd do it? Praise God. Thank you. Thank you tonight.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't he awesome? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Then we can say, we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. Hey. 6447, your God is open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just have a song in my heart tonight. And I pray that I'll be able to sing, God is so good. He's just been so truly good to me. When I look back over my life, and I'm still here, oh, thank you, Jesus. It's all about him. And through all of my trials and my tribulations, I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to suffer, and in that suffering, I find eternal life. Because the more we go through something, the more we're going to cling to the Lord, and the more we should be looking to get deeper in him and closer to him. And I believe that's one of the reasons God allows things to happen to us. I've learned how to live holy. And I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer, for if I suffer, I know I'll have eternal life. Oh, when I see Jesus, it's amen. When I see the one who died for me, when I see the one who set me free, it's amen. All of my trials, every one of my tribulations, they will be over. For when I see Jesus, oh, when I see Jesus, it's gonna be amen. Hallelujah. And I thank him because it is. Amen. Glory be to the Most High God. The devil goes up before God all the time, accusing him of putting a hedge around us or doing this for us. And no wonder we won't turn away from him. But like he did with Job, he pulled the hedge away. But Job still loved the Lord. And I still love the Lord, no matter how many trials, how many tribulations. They don't come to destroy me. They come to build me so that I'll seek him even the more. God bless you. And I pray that God is using each one of you through whatever you're going through to look to him from whence all your help coming. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. We've just been having an awesome time so far. We had a testimony from a young man, from my son, who said, my God, it's just blowing me away that, you know, he got on, he testified, and then he said, I thank God for giving me a godly woman. And this is a 23, 24-year-old man. But he's saying, so it just shows that God is good, because he said, I have a godly woman in my life. So he's already on the right path. And when I look at young men and what they're looking for sometimes, and not all of them, but sometimes they're looking for what social media says is right, or they're looking for, you know, because she's so fine, or she's so this, or she's, or what her shape is looking like. And not saying that this young lady is not all of that, but if she's a godly woman, she's more than that. So I'm so happy for him, and I'm so happy for her, and you know that they get on the blog together. That's awesome. That's awesome for a young couple. To, you know, on their Thursday night, hey, we're going to get on this blog together and get some word in. I love it. I just love it. I love it. Anyone else have anything that they want to say, add to, or a testimony, a praise report? Just, if God has done anything for you, you should be pressing one. If he's done anything for you, you should be pressing one just to tell them. It's a testimony. Well, God has done a lot for me. I'm thanking God. He has done a lot for me. 0279, your line is open.
Yeah, I just want to thank God for another day, another opportunity for clarity of the mind, body, soul, spirit, and for other people who... You know, this is something interesting. You get what you give. If you keep putting out good stuff, you're going to get something good back. If you keep putting it out, you're going to get it back. And you're going to get more than that and more than enough. And I find that that's been happening to me lately. Especially, I can see God's goodness, especially in a conversation, especially in people's actions. And the uplift come from, well, I can't come from, well, what you need? Well, you going to help me? Yeah, I'll help you. That kind of stuff. You see? God making a way. So put out your best, and he give you his best. And that's all I want to say. I thank him for that and for you all.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I have a testimony. My daughter's not on tonight, but it's really her testimony, but she's not here to give it because it involved all of us. But she had a report from the doctor, and we were concerned. It was a lump, and we were praying. We were praying because, you know, they said that they needed her to come in for an emergency visit. And of course, when the doctor calls you in for an emergency visit, your head goes one way and you start thinking probably negative, but we got on some prayer. We got on and started praying, and the lump dissolved through with antibiotics and stuff. But then after the lump dissolved, she went back to the doctor. And then they said that it was enlarged under the skin. So the lump that was on top of the skin had dissolved, but then they said it was enlarged under the skin, and that's why they said that she had to come in for an emergency. But, you know, when you have to wait, that waiting period is the part that really gets to you. And then I'm trying to be encouraging for her, and she had to encourage me. So, I was going down there to go to the doctor visit with her and my husband and I, and she said, well, Mom, what you coming for? you know, my first thought was to be there for support. But she said, I'm really confused why you're coming. And I was like, to be there with you. She said, well, with COVID, you can't go in. And I said, well, but, you know, just to be there. She said, but the person I need to be with me is already there. He's going to meet me there. And I was like, after that, what could I say? You're absolutely right. So God was already there for her, with her. And when she got there, the report was, ma'am, you know, you can come back in 12 weeks. This doesn't look like anything that we're going to be concerned about. We'll check you back out in 12 weeks, but everything that right now looks like you're just fine. So that's my praise report on tonight. My praise report is my baby is fine, and God met her there. He was already there when she got there, and he did what he does. He showed up. He showed out like he always does. Amen, amen, and amen again. So we're going to – I'm not sure if Pastor Flint is ready because we've been having us some testimonies and telling of God's goodness, but let me just read this, what God is saying tonight. He said, my peace is like a shaft of golden light shining on you continuously. During days of bright sunshine, it may blend in with your surroundings. On darker days, my peace stands out in sharp contrast to your circumstances. See times of darkness as opportunities for my light to shine in transcendent splendor. I'm training you to practice peace that overpowers darkness. Collaborate with me in this training. Do not grow weary and lose heart. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you at all times. John 1:4-5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it. Put it on or absorb it or appropriate it. Hebrews 12:3. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary or lose heart. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that has gone forth this far. Lord, we just thank you because you are such an awesome, awesome God. We have a word, and God has a word for you on tonight through his servant, and we just praise God for him. We thank God that no matter where he is, what city he's in, he still stays dedicated to this blog and making sure that we get a word on Thursday night. So I'm going to turn it over right now to Pastor Flint. 1072, your line is open.
Praise God for all the testimonies and the praise reports that have already gone forth. We just thank him, man. What a mighty God we serve. And that song from Apostle Arnold, man, that because he lives, man, listen, man, God is so amazing and so awesome that I can't help but give him praise. He got me to my destination. Fight was kind of crazy, but, you know, God was still good in it. And when I got here, listen, I'm just going to read you a little bit about this. I don't know if you guys saw it on the news, whatever, whoever been listening to the news, but, you know, we don't too much watch the news. When the guy's a six dead after a pileup involving over 130 vehicles. Here I am, you know, it shut down the highway and everything. You look at it, man, 130 vehicles in a pileup. Six people already been dead, and it was trapped in the vehicles. 35 were trapped in the vehicles, something like that. So they said at least 36 people were transported to hospitals, and that a total of 65 people sought medical attention from the crash. By that involved a total of 133 vehicles, according to officials. happened around 6:30 a.m. after freezing rain and sleet fell overnight and into the morning, leaving roadways across. You know, North Texas, wet and slick. But here's the thing. I heard Evangelist ask you guys to give testimonies, praise reports, and a few did give them. But you weren't in this vehicle, Rick. You weren't a part of, like, no accidents today. You didn't wake up to no bad news today. Matter of fact, first of all, you woke up. Some people didn't wake up. Some people didn't get to that bed last night. Didn't make it home. You didn't get a call about your children being molested or abused or kidnapped, raped or shot and killed. You didn't wake up to no bad news, no bad phone calls in the middle of the night. None of that stuff happened. That's enough just to give God the praise. You woke up with fresh blood running warm through your veins, the activity of your limbs, joints in place, that's enough to say, Lord, I thank you. If not to say anything else, but God, I thank you. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me if it wasn't for the Lord. See, it could have been me a long time ago. And it should have been me a long time ago. I remember my brother, Tracy, got murdered. And he was a good person. You know what I mean? As far as we, as society, say good, he was a bus driver from Martin. He took a night job as an assistant manager at a liquor store because his wife had just had a hysterectomy. And he was going to quit the job. And the night, you know, that, like right before he quit the job, the young man came in and robbed the place. And he was making sure everybody else was all right. And he got shot in the back, execution style. You know, they didn't shoot me back in the head, but they shot him, you know, face down. And shot him in his back with a 45. And he lost, you know, too much blood and didn't make it. Long story short, I used to always say that should have been me instead of him. I was the one doing crazy stuff, me and my brother Sterling. But God said he saw something otherwise. He saw something else. So that's enough to just say, Lord, thank you. I know someone said, I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't even know why he cared. It even got both. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad. So glad he did. That's what I'm saying tonight. So glad he did. I'm so glad he did. Just on Sunday, a close friend of mine, niece, took over 40-some-odd pills. Girl ain't even 19 years old, good. Trying to kill herself. Mama, frantic. And you know, now she, you know, she's not even really coherent and none of that stuff there, or definitely in the right mindset. But we can say, God, I thank you, God, for a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, that you, for love and power and a sound mind, a mind to serve you, a mind to seek you where you may be found, a mind to praise you, a mind to worship you. God, keep my children coupled with a sound mind, God. I think I'm going to say that's why people disgusted y'all and they hate church. Because guess what? We play church too much. You know, the Satanists may fast like for a whole year. That's what Satan called them to do. For whatever kind of fake power he give them or fake privileges he give them. But God calling you on a 5-day fast, a 7-day fast, and we struggle. And then we wonder where our blessings at, and where my miracles at, and why things don't move when I need them to move, or do this and that. You don't have enough dedication. We don't have enough in us to do what is called of us. Simple. And here's the thing about it. Look. We haven't counted up the cost. We want to be saved. We want to be sanctified. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but we won't count up the cost. And if we did, we're not ready to accept what it is. Turn, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we thank you for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I'm excited that even with Joshua, he was like, That's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Or in Elijah, when he defeated all the prophets of Baal, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, choose God. If Baal be God, choose Baal. But you're going to make a choice. And that's what God's talking about. We got to choose wisely. We make the choices every day. It could be what clothes you're going to put on and what are you going to eat and, you know, and who are you going to talk to and am I going to make this call or am I not? Choose wisely. Just imagine that the young lady choose wisely when she took them pills. Nah. But what that last pill, that 41 would have took out, but 40 got to still have enough for God to get the glory. So I'll be praising him. Just like, that's why I said, I don't know what you come to do. I come to praise the Lord. I come to clap my hands. I come to stomp my feet. I come to jump for joy. I come to shout. Hallelujah. I come to praise him. I come to worship him. I come to give him the glory. What is due him, what he deserves, what he expects from us. Joseph called a solemn assembly. I'm talking about when they called a solemn assembly, the animals fasted. Everybody had to fast. We're going to hear from God. Everybody shut down. Everything be shut down. We don't want to do that anymore. That's too much like right. Or too much like turning everything over or trusting them too much. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to go to Luke 14. By the Holy Spirit, you increase and I decrease. All of you, none of me. It's your word, go God. Help us, instruct us, lead us. Let's make wise decisions. Let's choose wisely. Jesus said, choose life or death. Then he answered the point. He said, choose life. The Hebrew boy told Nebuchadnezzar, I cannot answer you in this matter. But I tell you what, I choose not to bow down to your God. I choose not to bow down to that statue that you built up. And I'm just going to leave it in God's hands. Dan said, I don't care about the decree you made. I'm going to open up these curtains. I'm going to get in this window, and I'm going to still keep praying. I choose God. I said, who put will you believe? We got to do a report of the Lord. His hand is not too short to reach me. His eyes are not blurred that he does not see me. His heart is not too small for him not to love me. I choose the Lord. I don't choose me. I choose him. So here we are, Luke 14. We're going to start in the 12th verse. Then he also said to him, who invited him? When you give a dinner or a supper, do not ask your friends, your brothers, your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you shall be repaid at the resurrection of the just. But here where we are. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. 16 verse 8, then he said to him, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come, and that my house may be filled. For I say to them, none of those men who are invited shall taste my supper. I just look at this. Here go, we got one song. I mean, about three songs can come from this. One song is what? There's room at the cross for you. There's room. He said, it's still room now. We can look at another instance of it as we can say, hey, he commanded, he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I remember preachers say stuff like this. I'm gonna continue. He said, if Jesus were to come today into your congregation, your church, and say, hey, I'm taking everybody with me that's ready to go right now, I'll be back next week also to get the rest of you, when would you leave? Answer to that question. Are you ready to go now? Or have you made your kingdom on earth and you're not ready to go to the kingdom of God to taste of the supper? So you're like, God, I'll be ready when you come back next week. Or are you ready to go now? That's something to think on, something that you want. All right, so now we go back to what we want. Just a little something that you want, a little bit to digest. Now, great multitudes went with him, verse 25, went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. So you got to count it up, count up. Choose wisely when you count these costs up. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Look at verse 28. Says, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? It's after he laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it began to mock him. And this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. Whereas while the other is still a great way off, he sends a delegation and has conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. It was said about salt. Salt is good. Whether the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has the ears to hear, let him hear. So I'm just saying tonight, just begin to listen to what God is saying. You got to get to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying to you tonight? I mean, he just went with so many different parables. First, chapter 15, he talked about the parable of the lost sheep. But now I'm telling you to choose. It's about your cost and counting up the cost. And sit down and ask yourself a question. Do I really want salvation? Do I really want to be sanctified and delivered and set free from my mess? Do I really want God's hand, what's his protection around my life? Do I really want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, even the interpretation of tongues? Do I really want this prophetic anointing on my life where I can speak life into dead situations and the creativity of my tongue, because he said the power of life and death is in the tongue. And I began to speak those things as not as though they were. Have I counted up the cost to be a disciple, a true student of the Most High, a laborer in the field, to be an evangelist, a soul winner, to be without an ego, without pride, to say it's not about me, but it's about your kingdom. To say it's not about me, but it's about this soul that needs to be won. Or that soul. So he said, go out and bring the blind, the lame, the maimed, the homeless, the hopeless. The one that thinks there's no one that loves them. No one can. David said, refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. How many of you encounter people that feel like refuge has failed them? And no one cared for their soul. And here you go with the word of hope, the word of life, the word that can make a difference. And you sit down on it. an opportunity to tell of his goodness, tell of his grace, tell of his mercy. Something that I know a man who can wipe all your tears away. I know a man who can turn your sadness to joy and can give you beauty for ashes. I know a man can say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And now you can stop your mourning. I know a man who will give you joy for your grief, in exchange for your grief, for your sorrow and your pain. And give you love, joy, peace, happiness, peace that passes all your understanding. Choose life, choose death. And he said, choose life. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. He said, does anybody have any testimonies, any praise reports, any prayer requests? I don't care if it's 5 or 6 people on this line or 10 or 15. She would have to been struggling just to say who number is next or who number is 5432, your number is available. 1276, your number available. She had to been looking at that. That thing should have been jumping off. Everybody on here should have been pressing 1. But 1, you woke up this morning. Fresh blood running warm through your veins. The activity of your limbs. The breath of God's life flowing through your nostrils. Hot and cold, clean, running water. It's countries that don't have that. Someone was in Nicaragua, and she said that, first of all, they didn't have even floors. Second, the same thing that they went and bathed in, got their food to drink in or to drink and to cook or whatever it was, it's the same water that the animals was in. The animals did their business in it, or they was urine, you know, whatever it was, all that was the same water. But that's not your case today. You can say, God got a filtration system for me. I got hot and cold, clean, running water. A roof over my head. Clothes on my back. Shoes on my feet. I don't know what you ate today, but I'm sure you had something to eat between this morning and now. Unless he called you on a fast. I don't know if you was able to go to your refrigerator and get you something to drink. And I don't know if someone had to hold your hand and get you there. But you know, at least you got there. It should have been jumping up just to give him some praise. That's one thing I learned about giving God praise. It said, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I want my praise to be a sweet sound in his ear. The song says, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. My soul rejoices. Then it said, take joy, my king, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I'm telling you. Then it said, I'm persuaded by this gospel. Forever to worship you. I am persuaded. Have you been fully persuaded? That's what it is. We're not fully persuaded that he is what he is and that he can do what he say he can do and he will do what he say he can do. And we were fully persuaded. You know that I'm going to tell you something. I'm not trying to get fascinated by Satanism and none of that stuff there and the demons and the witches and the warlocks. I don't want you to do that because that may not be your call. But I want you to understand that when they listen to Satan and he tell them the lies, you got to remember, he fooled a quarter of the angels. They bought his lie. And most of us are still buying that same lie. But he said, I'm the word, the truth, and the life. And then they said, the truth. And it shall set you free. See, a lot of us, man, are still like the Egyptians. When the Hebrews left Egypt, they had so much in them and so much embedded in them. 400 years of that doctrine, 400 years of servitude it was hard to leave when God said, hey, I come to set you free. And that's what's wrong with a lot of our mindsets. We just can't believe that he came to set us free. Totally free. Totally free from ourselves. Totally free from sin. Totally free from wrong thought patterns, wrong mindsets. Totally free from bad habits. Totally free from generational curses and word curses. Totally free. Yeah, we want to hold on to yesteryear and yesterday. He said, I'm taking you to a new place. And I'm doing a new thing. So you're not seeing this, just spring forth now. I'm telling you, listen. They buy in. He said, I want you to bring oils. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. They buy in. Satan church, they might be there for all day, all night. We complain when Sunday church used to go over to 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon because you used to be in audit from 11 to 12. Don't let the spirit get moving. We get irritated. So I remember growing up, my mama church about the end about 3-4 o'clock every day, every Sunday. But it was okay, we was used to that. We was accustomed to it. Even as a child, we expected that. We expected the devotions to be one thing and prayer and testimony and praise voice. Then we have altar prayer, altar call, and then you have a couple of selections from the choir and solos, and then you have the word, and in the word you had the demonstration, what she may, you know, minister to people, may lay hands on some, may prophesy, may they did some deliverance. And then after that, you may have had some the final words, benediction, and the whatever for the week, whatever announcements or whatever. But by the time you got through laying hands on everybody in the church and praying and all that stuff, you expected that type of stuff. You know, we've gotten used to microwave services where, you know, the praise team sing 3 or 4 songs, take up the offering tithes, and then the pastor get to singing, I mean, get to preaching. And the next thing you know, that's the benediction. We're accustomed to that. We like that. That fit right in our mold. That we can go worship our other gods, whatever the sports thing we want to see, whatever TV, whatever soap opera, whatever movie we don't miss. We're not missing too much of nothing. From 11 to 12, we're good. I can sacrifice that hour and a half. But God said, I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you to a different place in me. All I'm saying is choose life. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we ask for forgiveness, Father, for the neglect of you, for neglecting your word, for neglecting the time to spend with you, for neglecting the time to share with you, God, for neglecting the time to love you as you loved us. You know, say, I don't know why my Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared, but I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but I'm glad he did, God. For neglecting, God, to say, how much we love you, how much we praise you, how much we appreciate you, how much we worship you. For neglecting just to say thank you. Not for what you've done, just thank you. Because of who you are, we give you honor. Because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just waking us up and letting us see another day. We praise your name. We honor your name. We bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We repent, God, for every time we neglected to just say thank you. Every time we neglected to just say, Lord, I love you. Every time, God, we neglected just to crack up our Bible and let you talk to us and speak to us. So I'm going to call up and God is trying to tell you something. Maybe God is trying to tell you something right now. Then it goes and say, speak, Lord. Speak to me. Speak, Lord. Speak to me. Samuel was not used to hearing God's voice. And when God called him in the middle of the night, he thought it was Eli. And Eli said, I'm going to tell you what to say, son. Say, speak, Lord, for your servant listen. And I'm saying tonight, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And even if you don't have it, say, God, give me an ear to hear your voice so I can hearken to your voice. I don't want to just hear it. I want to be a doer of the word, even as much as just a hearer of the word. Let me do what I've been told, what I'm hearing, the instructions of the Lord. Nehemiah had to go before King Ahasuerus when he was received the bad news of how the temple was down and everything was in his country in Jerusalem, and his countenance was low, and he had to choose, how do I go before this man and to tell him how I feel, and God gave him favor. You know, down the line, then God gave him favor. Even John the Baptist, he chose to just say, man, I'm out here with the locusts and the honey, whatever I'm doing, this is my choice, because this is what God has given me to do. I'm going to say I'm choosing life over death, and I'm choosing Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus and all these fancy cars and toys. I'd rather have Jesus than my life. He said, if you don't count up the cost, and if you don't hate yourself or don't love yourself, turn on mama, daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife, and yourself, your very own life, you're not fit to be my disciple. Count up the cost. Do you really want to be God's disciple? Do you really want to be used by him and utilized by him? Do you want to be one of those few? He said, the only few. He said, the few be there that find it. I want us to be that few that find it. And the Father, make us that. Give us a heart to desire to be that few. Say, delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Give us a heart to delight ourselves in you. A mindset to delight ourselves in you, God. Let the mind that has been in us be erased, and let us have the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I remember my mother was on her deathbed, and I'm going to end with this. 2014. And she was in an induced coma-like situation. They had her in ICU. She had already coded, I think, twice at this time. And every day I'd stay in there and I'd play worship music. And I mean, ICU, I spent the night down with her. I'd play the worship music. And every morning God would have me to just whisper in her ear that this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. Every morning and every night. Let this mind be in you, that was also in Christ Jesus. And I'd encourage her that you would live and not die. Others was around. Others prayed and did their part. And we are so thankful for that. But I know what God had me to do. He had me to say, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ. Tonight I'm telling you all on the sound of my voice, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ. I love you. I thank God for you. There's nothing you can do about it. Turn back over to the evangelist.
Good morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Word said, choose. God said, choose wisely. Choose wisely. And that's with everything that you do. You need to choose wisely. Choose your mate wisely. Choose your friends wisely. Hallelujah. Choose your conversations wisely. Choose your job wisely. Choose your business wisely. Choose your business partners wisely. My God, my God. Choose your spouses wisely. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyone that want to add to, take away, press 1. I can recognize you. If you pressed 1 previously and you want to say something again, you have to press 1 to get out of the queue and then press 1 again so I can recognize you. If not, we're going to benedict. We love you. We thank God for you being here tonight. We thank God because you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here. And we just praise God for you. We love you. God is going to do something awesome for you on this 01-1436. Your line is open.
Oh, good afternoon. How are y'all doing tonight? I just want to thank God for being online. I was kind of late, but I thank God that he let me hear what I needed to hear. And every time I always hear a word of encouragement to build you up, not tear you down, to strengthen you when you feel like you're weak, to let you know not to give up, but to just to keep on trying and having faith in God, and you know it's going to be all right. And I just want to just give a little slight testimony how God has just been touching and healing my body. No matter what's going on with me, all I just do is I just say I can do all things through Christ to strengthen me. I'm covered with Jesus' blood. I'm God's property. And I just go on about my business like ain't nothing even wrong. And if you believe in your heart and don't have no doubt that you're going to be all right, he'll make you be all right. Because that's what he's been doing for me all this week. I have been torn down with all kind of things going on in my body. But when I just gave it to God and praised him and claimed it and kept saying, Jesus, I believe, even with the bad cramps, I said, Jesus, I believe. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please help me. These cramps were killing me. And they went away. And I thank God. It wasn't a cramp pill because, you can still have them cramps. A cramp pill going to take time. But from the time it lasted, I know it wasn't nobody but God. And I just couldn't not say nothing and just listen and not give God the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. And I thank y'all for giving me the opportunity. Amen.
Amen, amen. Pastor Flynn, is there any last words that you want to give before we close out?
Just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Just like you said, that's a building up or edification is that. I mean, and challenge yourself, charge yourself with saying, and ask yourself this question. Have I counted up the cost to be a disciple? Have I counted up the cost to serve God? Have I counted up the cost of salvation and sanctification? And then once you count the cost, just do it. Just do it. Because, God, you can't beat God-given. I'm not even talking about gifts. I'm talking about, when I'm saying giving, I'm talking about his love for you, his care for you, his grace. He said, my grace is sufficient. Paul said, I went to God 2 or 3 times about this thorn in my flesh, but to remove it. And God said, I'm not going to take it away, but my grace is sufficient. My all-sufficient grace will carry you through whatever it is you're going through. And when you realize that, can't no devil in hell, and the gates of hell won't be prevailed against, but no devil in hell can persuade you otherwise. You know, you got to be fully persuaded. That's like just be fully persuaded. I mean, talk to God and say, man, God, speak, Lord, speak to me. You trying to tell me something, God, speak to me. Speak to my spirit, Lord. Speak to my heart, God. Speak to my mind. Settle my mind. If my mind is unsettled, God, settle my mind. Regulate my mind. Regulate my heart. David said, God, give me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And then he said, God, no matter what, with this brokenness and however you choose to handle me and discipline me, one thing, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. I'm telling you, if you got the Holy Spirit, don't jeopardize losing the Holy Spirit. I just said it in love, man. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God is your all in all. I love you again, and nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. We just thank God for those encouraging words. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for you being on this line on tonight, on this blog on tonight. And we're just giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we're going to use this week to just choose wisely and make good decisions. And let the number one decision that you make, the number one choice that you make is to choose God. To choose God, to choose reading your word, choose worshiping and spending more time with him. Let's make that choice first and foremost. And we just thank God because he's given us an opportunity to do so. You know, we're still here and we're still, you know, we still have a chance. So if God has given us that chance, let's not miss, you know, the opportunity to grow closer to him. Let's be kingdom builders. Let's help build up. And there may be somebody who may not know anything about God, and you might be the only God that person has, or that only, you know, just be a light. Let the light shine, and just let's introduce and show someone else. Don't keep it all to yourself. Show somebody else. Share with someone the goodness of what he's done for you. And, you know, you weren't there when Moses was. You weren't there. But let's talk about what he's done for you. And what he's done for you may be just what someone else needs to hear. Might be just one thing that you can say that may change someone's life. I can't tell you about what happened back then, but I can tell you what God has done for me. I can tell you that I was a sinner, and he saved me from my sin. I can tell you that. I can tell you when I had, you know, some rough times in my life, but God brought me through. I can tell you that. I can tell you how God moved obstacles out of my way. I can tell you that. See, I can share those things because I know first and foremost how good he is. I can tell you when my body was racking in pain, but he healed my body. I can tell you that I was a COVID victim, but I can tell you that I'm a COVID survivor. All but God. That's all I can say is but God. I can tell you when I had situations in my life and didn't know how I was going to make it or what, but then I got through it because of God. Not because of Maria, but because of God. So it's different choices that I made in my life, and the choice that I made was to serve God. And that was the best choice I've ever made in my life. I partied, and I used to party hard every weekend. I was in the clubs. Shaking it to the left and shaking it to the right and looking for love in all the wrong places. But God, but God. And when I made the choice to serve him and stop straddling the fence and to serve him with everything, you know, things happened. My husband came into my life, and God knew what I needed in that man. That finances started to change. Health got better. It's called a choice. It's called a choice. Well, we love you, and I'm not going to stay on here any longer. I'm just saying. And if I'm not talking to anybody, I'm still talking to Maria. But I tell you, God is good and he's worth serving. I'm telling you that. So until next week, we love you. We thank you for being on here. We praise God for you. And I pray that God will do something miraculous in your life. And I pray that God does something mind-blowing this week so that you'll have something awesome to talk about. You'll be so excited, just like my son texted me this earlier. I can't wait for Blog Talk to start on tonight. That you'll be so excited that you won't even be able to wait till Thursday. You want to talk about it beforehand. I just got to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. That's my prayer for you for this week, that God does something to blow your mind, to have you so excited that you just can't wait. So, God, in Jesus' name, we pray for each and every person on this line, each and every family member represent on this line that this is going to be the best week ever for each and every one of them. God, I thank you that you're going to change things around. You're going to change finances, and you're going to change health, and you're going to change situations, and those that are in need of their children turning around, and God, we pray that you bring families together, relationships back together, Lord God. I'm praying right now for jobs, for those that are in need of income, Father. I thank you right now for some minds need regulated, some comforted. Somebody needs to be comforted, Lord God. Someone needs some strength. Someone needs you to just love on them, God, and I'm asking you right now to be all of that. Someone needs a good report, hallelujah. I thank you. Someone is in need of a home, hallelujah. I'm praying for homes on today. God, I'm thanking you right now, glory to God, that you're going to do some things in these servants' life, God. You're going to do some miraculous things, God. I thank you right now, hallelujah. Someone needs to be saved, God, and you're going to do that. Someone has a loved one that needs to be saved. Someone needs to be delivered from addictions on tonight, Lord God. I'm asking you right now to just touch, heal, deliver, set free right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We are coming to you asking you, God, to do these things. And I know that you'll do it, God. I have nothing but 100% belief knowing that you can do what I ask you to do, God. And I thank you right now. I thank you for deliverance right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people may be saved but not delivered. God, I'm asking you for deliverance right now from things, from self, Lord God, bad thoughts, hallelujah. Deliverance for unforgiveness right now, hallelujah. I'm thanking you right now, God, that you're doing these things right now as I'm praying. You're turning things around. And I thank you that it's going to happen on this week. Because we know that you are right now, God. Hallelujah. You are a right now, God. And I'm believing for it to happen right now. And I give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You have a blessed week, an awesome week. Remember to choose wisely and let your number one choice be to serve God even the more. We love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it in Jesus' name. Amen.